Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Pod Strickland. I'm your host, Shwani Poo, and this episode 382. I am joined, as always, by my co-host Prez, that is at underscore Presidente on Twitter. Prez, how are you doing on this warm and rather glorious Thursday evening?
I'm doing all right. Gonna definitely enjoy the weather at some point today in DC. You get about 3 weeks of perfection, then it all goes to shit. So I'm ready to take full advantage.
Way to take advantage of nice weather than podcasting.
Yeah, I know. I got to figure out a way to... Can you imagine if they'd be like the most annoying DC thing ever if somebody was just podcasting from their porch? I might fucking do it, though.
Yeah, it might be hard with all the sound in the background, you know?
Could just be occasional gunshots, that's all.
Where do you live in DC? Just
if you lived where I live back in the day, that might be it. Now it's mostly just cars and
do you live
Latinos by, like, playing soccer, that's it.
Do you live by like the Boeing headquarters or something?
No, then it would be fucking explosions, not gunshots. Doors flying off the fucking hinges and shit.
All right. Well, before we get started, I do have to make a few announcements. First, being that the Strickland has an Instagram, check that out. That is at the Strickland Instagram. We are posting all kinds of new content on there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you are not done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. There'll be a link that'll take you to the merchandise store. You can find all kinds of cool stuff on there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it. We've got it. Strickland also has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's a $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland, this podcast that I host every Friday Prez. You also get access to our news podcast, Takes from Obvious Bozos, that is hosted by Andrew Steele, aka Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you also get access to the Strickland Discord, where the conversation never stops. There are further tiers. There's a $9 tier that gets you access to Strick and Roll, my solo pod, where I rant and rave with the Knicks even more. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Marino, one of the best in the business. And now you get access to Strictly NFL, our NFL podcast that is hosted by Constantine Metricos. He'll have you guys covered all the way from free agency, which is ongoing right now, up to the draft and beyond. There are further tiers. There's a $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, and a $100 tier that's going with a variety of additional benefits, like listening to pod recordings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours truly on day, whether you choose to subscribe or not. None of this would be possible without you. None of this would be possible without Bet Online, which continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite teams, path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And we've got a great new sponsor. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports, games, who's fast, that's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. What should we bet on? Use our promo code, BELIEVENICKS. I actually was supposed to do an ad-lib there, and instead of doing the ad-lib, I just read what should we bet on. What we could bet on is, if you wanted to lose money, you could, theoretically, I could bet Prez that the Portland Trailblazers will cover the 11.5-point spread that they are currently underdogs by. So they're getting 11.5. I have a feeling the New York Knicks will be covering that with room to spare. Anyway, use our promo code BELIEVENICKS, BLEAV Knicks, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELIEVENICKS, BLEAV Knicks. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. All right. So The Knicks are playing the Trailblazers tonight. Hopefully this is a game that can be done by some point in like the mid-third quarter, so I don't have to care about it. That'd be really nice to not have to care for an entire 2.5 hours. But it is nice having OG Anunoby back. Obviously, his first game back, the Knicks absolutely pulverized the Philadelphia 76ers. Funny enough that they held them to 79 points, which they held them to on Sunday as well. Unfortunately, on Sunday, the Knicks scored 73, whereas on Tuesday, they scored 106. I don't know if you had any takeaways from that game of importance, but it was nice to see OG back, and it was nice to see him have such a massive impact on both ends of the floor, really.
Yeah. I mean, when he gets on the floor, everything else just, he's a great player on his own. And then when you consider his place on our roster in terms of roles, it just, his impact goes even beyond his skills. And, you know, we saw that yet again, right? Like, he lets Dante be better. He lets all the other guys be better. He's great at moving the ball. He can create off the dribble as long as you don't need more than 3 dribbles to do it. He had the spin move dunk. He had the step back mid range. Like, he just does everything. And he's the kind of defender who you could throw on Maxi, you could throw on a bum like Oubre and take him out the game completely, right? Like, it's just a different dynamic. And the guys have just been fucking trying with everybody hurt, and Bogey and Burks, bless their hearts, have been trying with minimal success. So, like, they just needed reinforcements. Josh Hart had another monster game, but like, even him, like, the more help you can get him, the better, right? So it's, I guess I will say this, shout out Hot Hand Theory, Jeff and XJ on Twitter, their podcast, their Twitter account, follow it if you're a Knicks fan. They had a great thread about the way Hart, either by his own inclination or because of Tibbs and the coaches, they were doing some stuff to try to mitigate the lack of attention Nick Nurse gave him. Cause Nick Nurse is one of those coaches who, you know, he's not JB Bickerstaff. He's gonna, like, if there's low hanging fruit, that's like a playoff type approach to another team that can take points off the board in the regular season, he will not hesitate to do it. Like, and the instructions were clear. Like, everybody just don't give a shit about Josh Hart, like 10 feet of space, whatever. And you saw Josh Hart doing flare screens for Dante all the fucking time off ball. And that doesn't just get Dante open. It just does. It also, like, allows you to do like fake flare screens where now the defender runs out to Dante. Say Dante and Josh Hart are both on one side of the court on the weak side or something. If Josh Hart sets a fake flare screen, then the defender thinks the play is for Dante. I no longer have to worry about Josh Hart. And then he dives to the free throw line. All of a sudden, you have Josh Hart ready to roll in the playmaker spot, you know, Draymond style, which he's good at. And especially when he's hitting those little middies that he was hitting yesterday. So, I mean, that sort of off-ball stuff is shit we've been asking Tibbs to deploy with this team for literally years, especially with non-shooters. And in the past, like, we've had some non-shooters like Hart who are very well suited for that stuff. We have some like RJ who are not well suited for that stuff because you have to have some level of kind of instinctual understanding and athleticism.
Well, you have to have willingness to do it. I mean,
that too. You have to just not be quiet quitting.
That's also the thing with Randall too. Mm-hmm. Like, Randall's good with like dribble handoffs, but he's not. He's just never going to. He very, very rarely.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have the intelligence to do it. You have to like understand the situation and all those type of things. I mean, and honestly, the big difference is like, I mean, in general, like, yes, I think if you're talking about the past, the totality of Tibbs is kind of like time in New York. I think it is a fair criticism to say that there hasn't been enough of like action off ball. But in this stretch that they've had without Randall and OG, like, I mean, you can sit there and fucking flare screen away, but like, And I mean, this is where it becomes tough, where it's like, okay, like you can't really do flare screen stuff when you start Precious in place of OG, because you've got two guys on the floor who they respect at all as shooters.
Right.
One is going to be handling the ball. The other, they're just going to key in on. So it just makes it a lot harder. And yeah, I mean, if you want to criticize Tibbs, it's like, why didn't he play Bogdanovich? Why didn't he, like, I think it's easy to just say that. And look, you can find me complaining about the same fucking shit, but like at the same time, I think like I've been pretty consistent on this, like when you zoom out and you just get away from like, you know, actually watching these games, and look, some of these games are brutal to watch, but and you just zoom out and you get away from that and you're just watching them play. And it's like, you think about it. I mean, I don't really know that was going to be better. Like, yeah, maybe you'd score more points. You might give up a lot more points too.
Yeah, and there's a really good argument that, like, you know, Bogey and Burks are signed for offense, but they haven't been giving you offense, right? Like, at least with Precious, you know he's not giving you spacing, but you know he's going to give you some other shit, right? And, like, yeah. Tibbs is nothing if not a let-me-take-what-I-got-in-the-bank-and-cash-that-in guy type of coach. So he, I have no issue with him really doing that. Like,
I don't
either. As long as you experiment, like, don't play Precious like 48 minutes. Like, give these guys a shot to suck, and if they suck, don't play them, which is exactly, like, yes, it's unfortunate that they've been bad, but like I don't have an issue with the process in these games of just seeing what you got, seeing how it works, giving them a chance to get adjusted and all that shit. I think you have to.
Yeah,
we can't be out here for like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years complaining about like, I wish Tibbs would experiment more, and then when he experiments, we're like, not like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Like, is there stuff that I think he could do better with Bogdanovich? Sure. Yeah, I do. I think there's things that he could do to make his life easier, maybe help, you know, help him be more effective more immediately. But, like, the fact of the matter is Bogdanovich isn't playing well enough for me to give a shit. Like, if he was playing better, then I might be like, yo, Tibbs needs to, like, do X, Y, Z things to help him out more. But, like, he's not playing well enough now for me to be like, no, right now, you've got to figure out your own shit. Once you figure out your own shit, then we can come back and we can talk about like what Tibbs is not doing to benefit you. But you're not even hitting that like minimum threshold yet where I can start pointing at Tibbs. And Burks has just been fucking god awful. By the way, you mentioned XJ and Jeff's pod, Hot Hand Theory, which is a very good pod. People should be subscribed to that if they aren't already. But on their pod today, this is fun. Who do you think has the second highest usage on the team since?
I already know the answer.
Since Julius Randle and OG Anunoby were out.
Is it Corner Boy Burks?
It is Corner Boy Burks, which is sad. Which is just very, very sad on so many levels. It's like he's always been a gunner, but I'm like, dude, do you like actually, did you become an idiot in Detroit? Like, what's like, why are you ever playing at this type of usage? Anyway, the less Burks, the better. Honestly, now that OG is back, I would be completely fine if Tibbs was just like, yeah, we're just gonna go to a fucking 9-8-8 man rotation And if I need a ninth guy, I'll throw Sims in there. Because like I the Burke stuff, it's just like, dude, if he's gonna play like a fucking idiot, then fine. Just let him, you know, then he can sit. He's got a minus 10.6 box plus minus, which is hilarious, by the way. That's like
What?
Minus 10.6 in his time in New York. Yeah, it's a very small sample. I don't think box plus minus is a great stat, but when you're minus 10.6, you're probably doing something pretty bad. For a point of comparison, Evan Fournier, in his amazing 39 minutes of play this year, was at a minus 11.6. And I think we all remember how much we all hated watching Evan Fournier play basketball every time he stepped on the floor for the Knicks. So Brooks has been awful. But yeah, like to bring it back to non-Brooks stuff. Yeah, like I just think that, you know, did I love the two centers shit? No. But like, His options were basically due to center stuff. You got to also remember he's dealing with Hartenstein, who's on a minutes restriction. So I think that's something he's also trying to, like, he was looking to manage. But he's choosing, his choices were do the two center stuff or extend more minutes to Burks and Bogdanović. And those guys were just not playing well enough. And, like, whether you like it or not, and I understand the aesthetics of it are not pretty, but, like, that fucking lineup actually wasn't that bad for the Knicks with Precious and Sims. So, you know, like, again, I don't love his choice. I don't love that choice, but I don't love any of his choices.
And the it should be said, the two center shit, like, yes, Precious is not getting respect from three, but everything else he's doing is, I shouldn't even say that, because like what we've seen happen in a lot of the games with Precious is like, yes, he definitely doesn't make threes like that. And a lot of the times he gets ignored by threes. I mean, by defenses. And Nick Nurse, again, is the type of coach who's going to have his players on strict order to ignore him. But like I said before, like, most coaches are not Nick Nurse. That's why we've seen a lot of cool highlights where Precious gets the ball in the corner, draws a closeout, and then drives baseline and does some crazy shit, a kickout, a fucking dunk, or a dribble reset like a point guard. And he can do that shit because in regular season hoops, some teams are just not, like Portland. Portland is not going to be fucking disciplined like Philly is. Even skeleton Philly team is more disciplined than Portland. And like, teams will close out on Precious just because they see guy in the corner, they think close out. That's just how it is. We even saw that shit sometimes versus Philly. Like, Maxey is super undisciplined as a weak side defender. He was constantly closing out on Josh Hart instead of Dante DiVincenzo. He got DDV got two threes because Maxey was not executing the game plan there. So like, teams do that shit in the regular season. And yeah, is Precious a center, a four? Can he not shoot? Whatever. But like, for regular season purposes, like, the guy's giving you corner closeouts, he's giving you passing, he's giving you being gigantic and a good rebounder. Like, it's an easy call for tips. It's an easy call for tips right now.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.